Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You know, typical Sunday evening, special edition of Sports Urban Legend. Of course, we're going to preview the Super Bowl, which is going to go down next week between the Patriots and, of course, your New York Giants, football Giants. And we'll talk about that. We'll preview that. We'll, you know, give, you know, we'll a little bit of the results of the Pro Bowl, talk a little NHL, hockey, the score of that game. Of course, talk a little baseball news as a prince has a new city to Rome. But we'll, and also we'll talk NBA. You know, we're going to talk, of course, about the Knicks and the Nets.
Yep.
And lastly, last but not least, the Royal Rumble, which is one of WWE's biggest events, and you happened to watch it, and that ended not too long ago. So you'll give us the inside scoop on what happened.
For sure.
I didn't see that. But without further ado, you know what's the big news in a slow sports week? Of course, we are talking about Super Bowl coming up next Sunday. And it should be definitely a good one. The rematch of the 07-08 season with Giants versus Patriots. Giants are going to, you know, probably the only team in the Bill Belichick era that, you know, isn't afraid of, you know, afraid of the Patriots and have some success, you know, that Super Bowl 42. And, of course, Patriots, they have revenge mode. You know, they're going to try to avenge that loss and put another ring on Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's finger, which would make it their fourth championship.
Shall see about that.
But, of course, Tom Coughlin has some opposition to that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good game. I mean, I'm definitely going to be glued to the TV watching that, along with the creative commercials that they have on Super Bowl weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. The Giants, they're a hot team right now. They look like they can't be stopped.
Yep.
Patriots, you know, they don't resemble Patriots teams of the past.
Yeah.
That, you know, their defense isn't that great.
Yep, but either it's a combination of them getting stops when they need it, or this year the league hasn't, you know, been weak. I mean,
yeah.
Combination of the two, hey, you know, their defense may not be as good as it used to be. But it was good enough to get them to the Super Bowl. So
true. You know,
and of course, you know. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say that, you know, they have played some weak teams this year.
Oh yeah,
they haven't really played the, you know, a lot of, you know, tough teams. But I guess that's their schedule, more of their schedule. So,
yep.
And Giants did beat them in the regular season, mm-hmm. giving them one of their three or four losses this year. So,
oh yeah. The cloak of invincibility has definitely been removed from the Patriots ever since that Super Bowl loss.
Yep.
You know, the Patriots are human. You know, people finally found out the Patriots are human. You know, the Jets have had some success beating them last year in the playoffs, but right now they're trying to, you know, after that Super Bowl loss to the Giants, man. They haven't been the same team.
Yeah, I mean, they could still score the ball, but, I mean, right now, their offense, I mean, they do a lot of, you know, dink and dunking down the field, a lot of short, medium-range passes.
Yeah.
They don't really have, like, a long-range go-to person. You know, they had Randy Moss a few years ago for that, but,
right.
You know, they don't really have a home run guy.
Right.
You know, like the Giants having Cruz or Knicks, you know, so...
Yep. They've got tough, gritty guys, you know, with Hernandez and Gronkowski, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing their thing.
Might not even play this week, this Super Bowl, I hear, because of an injury. So
yeah,
that might be.
If I was him, even if I was limbless, man, I'd play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna play. It has to really be. It would really have to be really serious for him not to play.
It's the same ankle sprain that Ben Roethlisberger had, and, you know, so what happened to Ben against the TiVo and the Broncos in that game. So we'll see. You know, maybe he might be effective, maybe he might not be.
Yeah.
Those types of injuries are dicey.
Yeah. The ankles, the legs, and you could think they're fine one moment, and then a freak accident, and it's, you know, it'll be broken or whatever. So.
Giants have to go after that ankle. Go after
it. Go after that ankle like if they're Kurt Angle with ankle on.
Yeah, exactly. Try to knock him out of the game.
Yep. And that's funny how it is, man. When people know you have an injury, I mean, because pretty much when you're like in the playoffs, in the Super Bowl, I mean, you got to be hurt a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But you gotta play through it. You gotta play through it.
I heard it's serious, though, so, you know, if it's very serious, then he might not even play, who knows.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if it is really that serious, he can't play through it then, you know, he can't, because, I mean, we don't know what's inside that guy's body, so. You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could be really serious that, you know, he really can't play,
and
it'd be a liability to the team.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to play and not be able to perform and then hurt the team, you know.
Exactly, right. That is true.
But they don't have really on the defensive side of the ball. I can't see how this secondary is going to stop the Giants wide receivers. I can't see it.
Yeah. And that's the problem with Bill Belichick being a genius, you know, the mad scientist. You know, he just let all these guys go away, like Samuel and all these, you know, other guys that, you know, helped them, you know, win Super Bowls. And they let these guys go away, and then afterwards, you know, he just think he could just draft anybody or take anybody and just move them around in positions, and they'll be okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a blowout, man, the Super Bowl. It's going to be a blowout, seriously. Like, it's not even going to be close.
Remember, you heard it, folks. You heard it here first, folks.
Blowout.
He says it's a blowout.
Giants all the way, blowout.
Yeah, I think Giants will take it.
Yeah, it's gonna be ugly.
I think they'll win by like I'd say about 10 points.
Yeah, I'll say about 30.
35. Whoa.
I mean, the Packers, they could beat, if it wasn't for referees, they could beat the Packers by at least 38 points in that game. So if they could do what they did to the Packers, I expect them to do twice as better against the Patriots. I mean, the Packers, like, they were 15-1, and they had the best offense in the NFL. And look what happened in that Giant game. Like, I don't know. I think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be ugly. But we'll see. You know, it might turn out differently. Who knows?
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, NFL, the game nobody cares about, the Pro Bowl, was played earlier today. And the AFC won by, like, what was it,
41, something? Yeah.
Something like that. And, you know, pretty much the AFC won. I think someone
high
on the Dolphins,
game.
I think someone on the Dolphins won MVP.
Oh, I don't know. I heard that it was a high-scoring game in Pro Bowl history. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd expect that since all the records, offensive records this year. So another record, this not offensive record this year.
Yeah, man. These All-Star games, they don't play defense, man.
Yeah.
Maybe the baseball one is the only one that they play defense. Other than that, all these other ones. The hockey one was also, I believe, today also. Team Char versus, I don't know, the other guy's name. I don't even know if they're East and West or if it's U.S. versus the world. I don't even know. I mean, it's just a weird name.
And then in NHL, you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
pretty much the Rangers side won. Because Gaborik... Oh, by the way, Brandon Marshall is the one that won the MVP for the...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And
the wide receiver for the Dolphins.
Right. And what else was I going to say? All right, back to the NHL. Yeah, Team Char won. Martin Gaborik, the star player from the Rangers, he scored a hat trick. That means, you know, he scored at least three goals, for people listening, who don't know. And Iginla, he also scored a goal also from Calgary Flames. The score was 12-9, so that was another defensive-minded game, of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't see it, but
of course.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, final score 12-9.
12-9, nice.
And what else was I going to say? So, let me see. Moving on to baseball, like we were alluding to, Prince Fielder signed a monster 9-year, $214 million contract. With Tigers.
Yeah, no,
so,
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Because they were always saying that he's favored to go to the Nationals.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't see that coming either.
Now I think he can play first base.
What did you say?
He could be playing first base, but where is Miguel Cabrera going to be playing?
I think they say he's going to move to third, where he started his career with. Well, actually, he played most of his career on third after he started in the outfield with when he was with the Marlins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
But, yeah, another, so that's another thing that's going to make the East tough. I mean, not the East, the AL.
Yeah, you're right.
Tough. You got Pujols leaving the NL also, leaving the NL Central to go to the Angels, and now you have Prince Fielder taking his crown to Detroit.
Mm. Yep.
And the biggest baseball news in here is, of course, your boy, Jorge Posada, officially announced his retirement.
Yeah, he'll be missed. He was part of that core four, but you know, he provided us some great moments over his 16-year career. But it's time for him to go, and you know, he's one of our best offensive and to some point defensive catcher of all time. Well, he'll be missed.
Yeah, he made the decision. I mean, you know, he played on the team for like 17 years, and you know, at first, you know, before the season ended, he was thinking about, you know, going to another team, but he made the wise decision, you know,
yeah,
to retire. There's no point of him going to another team, but just to pad his stats more. I mean, it's not worth it. I mean, he won what, 4 or 5 championships with the Yankees.
Yep.
I mean, what more can he need? I mean, he spent his whole entire year, his whole entire career with the Yankees. I mean, there's nothing else for him to prove, really.
Yeah, man, that's, you know, so what he'll do, he'll just retire now. Maybe he might go into broadcasting, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. And, you know, he, unlike the other Yankees in that playoffs, I believe against the Tigers, if my memory serves me right. You know, he was the only guy who came through. Not even Golden Boy Derek Jeter, you know, didn't come true in the postseason. So he shouldn't feel down. I mean, just because he didn't win his 6th, I mean, come on, that's still a lot more than a lot of players.
Yeah, I don't think he feels down, but like, you know, he's. You wish he could have played longer, but, you know, this happens. He understands it's part of business.
No, but I'm talking about, like, right after the game when it ended. Because, of course, you know, he still had the emotions, you know. You know, about the possibility that this could have been his last game, and of course it was. But, you know, when they asked him, you know, if this, you know, what do you feel, you know, about this being possibly your last game, you know, of course he got a little emotional. Which is, I mean, understandable. You have a feeling that you're going to win another championship, and you know, doesn't go your way. I mean, you know, I prefer my player to be a little emotional and sad about it instead of, you know, like Manny Ramirez in the 2007 when they were down 3-1 to Indians, and they were down against? I think so. And then he was like, oh, you know, so what? We could win next year.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that?
Well, yeah, I also think he's a little emotional because, you know, probably, you know, he did realize that probably was going to be, probably was his last game as a Yankee, maybe.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's pretty understandable.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he will be missed. One of our best catchers of all time. No catcher like him in New York. So, he'll be missed. Yankee forever.
Yep. No doubt about that. Who is going to be the Yankees catcher? Did they resign, what's his name?
We still have,
Martin?
Yeah, we still have Martin.
Yeah, because you guys did trade away, Montero and the, Michael Pineda deal. Like,
yeah.
What, it was a week or two?
Yeah, about a couple of weeks, I'd say.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Martin will be the starter. He's been the starter for the last two seasons.
Yep. Yeah, Yankees will be all right. If they don't have something, they'll trade it or, you know, DBIC their way, you know, spend the most money to get somebody. So, you know, Yankees will be all right.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, you know, they'll be all right. And, you know, you guys got to tip, New York got to tip their hat to Posada, you know.
Yeah, definitely. He's a true winner. He's a winner, and he's a great player, and also a great person off the field. You know, with all this charity work.
Yep, I think one of the charity works he did was it was for the illness I think his son has. What is it, cerebral palsy? I forgot what it is.
I forgot the name of it too, but yeah, his son has some
is
kind of.
Is it Down syndrome? I forgot what it was. I forgot.
Oh, no.
No, I'm sorry. I remember he had his kid has a problem, but I forgot what it's called. Forgive me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I forgot the name of the thing.
No, it's okay.
No, I'm just saying if I offend any of the listeners, you know, think I'm trying to be insensitive.
No, it's something with the head. It's cranial stenosis, something like that.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the thing.
Cranial stenosis, I think it's called. It has to do with how the it's a birth defect, basically. It affects how the baby's head, it doesn't look normal, you know. And his son, when the son was born, you know, he had an abnormal shaped head. So it has more to do with the bone structure also that deforms the head. So basically a
malformation.
It's a birth
defect.
A birth defect, so.
Right. Well, best, you know, best of luck to his, you know, his son. How old is his son, like? 8 or 9 now?
Yeah, his son is, you know, I saw his son at the press conference. He's getting up there. He's like maybe 10, maybe 9, I guess.
Well, best of luck to Posada and his family.
Yeah.
But moving on, yeah, we're going to talk the Royal Rumble. You saw what happened. So since I didn't see what happened, I guess I'll run through some stuff. I'll take a lucky guess who won, and
mm-hmm.
You'll tell me whether or not if they won.
Okay.
So, okay, I guess I'll start off with the Cena versus Kane. I'm guessing Cena won. He won, right?
Yes. He won by disqualification.
Who attacked him?
Well, nobody attacked him. I think Kane hit Cena or something, a chair, or hit the referee, or something happened for him to get disqualified. I'm not sure. But they started wrestling out of the ring, then they went all the way in the back and started wrestling, and then Kane went into Zack Ryder's room. Zack Ryder was in his chair because, you know, he's injured from a Kane from Monday Night Raw when Kane you know, choke slammed him to the ground.
Right.
Yeah, and Kane went after him again and basically choked him, made him fall asleep, and then just threw him out of his wheelchair and proceeded to carry him to the ring and beat him up.
That submission, little submission move he has, was that what he did?
No, he kind of like, I don't know, he just put his face on Zack Ryder's, he kind of put his palm of his hand in Zack Ryder's face, and Zack Ryder fell into like a little coma there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Isn't that the move he's been doing to Cena like the past, what, 3 or 4 weeks?
Oh, yeah, I guess that is it, yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Was that? Remember he had the gimmick Isaac Yankum.
Yeah, right.
Was that his finishing move back in those days? I mean, I don't know.
He used to put his fingers, actually, I think.
in people's throats?
Yeah, I think so.
So then that's his, the same finisher then.
No, he didn't actually put his I don't think he put his fingers in his
it
mouth.
Looks like he does. Looks like he does, like a mandible claw kind of thing.
Oh.
Probably
like did. I don't know what he did, but it looked like he scraped his face or something. I don't know what he did. Well, anyway, Zack Ryder was unconscious for a little while there, and then he started beating him up in the ring, and then Eve came out, and then John Cena started beating up on him, and then Kane just beat them all up after that.
So I'm guessing Cena is still a good guy.
Yeah, he's still a good guy.
He didn't embrace the hate yet.
No.
Maybe, most likely never.
No. I don't think so. I don't think that'll ever happen.
Yeah, I guess so. Yes, you're right. Let me see. What other Civil Feud event matches? There was, the Intercontinental and the United States title was in, oh, well, was it on the line, right?
No, those were not on the line tonight.
Alright, so I'll move on to the World Heavyweight.
Yeah, that was Daniel Bryan versus Big Show and Mark Henry.
I'm going to say Daniel Bryan holds on to the title.
You're correct. He did hold on by, you know, escaping the cage.
Was it kind of like the JBL thing, like when Big Show chokeslammed him through the floor or something?
Actually, you know, he was trying to get out, and the Big Show was chasing after him, and Big Show was holding on to his wrist, so he wanted you know, step down out of the cage, and like Big Show was holding his old body by his arm, not to go on, but he finally escaped out of Big Show's hold, and he won.
How? Where was Mark Henry?
Mark Henry, I guess, was unconscious or something, I guess. So that's how Daniel Bryan won that match.
Yeah, I heard that Mark Henry, you know, the reason why he lost his title is because he was hurt. And he was supposed to take time off, but instead, you know, he toughed it out, you know, instead of taking time off. And that's why he's still wrestling.
Oh, wow.
But what was I going to say? Okay, yeah. So no Divas match, I assume, right?
Yeah, there was a Divas match. It was the Divas of Doom, along with the Bella Twins, versus Kelly, Fox, who else? Who's also part of the team?
Was Tamina there?
Eve, and Tamina, yeah. And, of course, the Divas of Doom, their team won.
Well, how did it end?
Beth Phoenix,
Slam Slam?
Yeah, Kelly.
And then that's when Karma, I assume, popped up, like you mentioned.
Oh, no. Karma appeared not in that match. Yeah, Karma appeared in that, but Karma was in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, she popped up in the Royal Rumble. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was in the Royal Rumble. All
right, let's go briefly to the CM Punk Ziggler match, and then we'll go straight to the Royal Rumble. All right, I'll say, I don't know, part of me feels Ziggler's going to win, but I'm gonna stick with CM Punk winning.
Ding, 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 CM Punk won.
What happened?
CM Punk did win, and, you know, John Laurinaitis, he didn't really do anything to screw him over. There are times that it did look like John Laurinaitis didn't want to count the pin for CM Punk, but, you know, John Laurinaitis basically stuck to what he said, and, you know, did a good job of refereeing, and CM Punk, you know, of course, did his finishing move to Dolph Ziggler. And, I mean, that was probably the best singles match of the night.
So he did the go to sleep on Ziggler.
He didn't do the go to sleep. He did the
Anaconda Vice.
Yes, he did that, and the referee and both Laurinaitis counted the pin.
What else was I going to say? Wade Barrett and Orton didn't fight, right? Or they just fought at the Rumble?
Yeah, they were in the Rumble. There was another singles match, I think. It was what's his name? Fartus Clay versus Fartus Clay versus what's the guy's name? I forgot. Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
And you know who won that match?
Fartus Clay.
Fartus Clay, yep.
And Drew McIntyre, I assume, is fired after this, right?
I have no idea.
Because what's his name keeps saying that he keeps getting fired. If he keeps losing, if he loses, he's going to get fired. He still hasn't fired him.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he's not. I mean, but that was a quick match. I think that match was about 3 minutes long. That was a very fast match.
For a typical Brodus Clay match.
Yeah.
Well, what was I going to say? Okay, let's go to the Rumble. What surprises? You said Karma was in there.
Yeah, Karma. Miz was number one.
Right.
Idris number one. Karma was in the Royal Rumble. There were some other people. Jim Duggan.
Right, I heard about him. There was rumors that he was going to be there.
The crowd got really excited when he came in, you know, doing the USA chants and the ho.
Yeah, right. Nick Foley.
Road Dogg.
Oh, Road Dogg came in? Oh, that's cool.
Road Dogg came. Fans, you know, he looked like he still got it.
Really? Wow, that's cool.
Even the fans were chanting, "You still got it."
like Rock at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
oh,
you know, he was doing his little jiggle. Billy Gunn was not there, no.
Yeah, he's not with WWE. I think he ended on bad terms.
Yeah.
With Triple H, but hopefully they could, you know, get the New Age Outlaws back for a little
while. I hope so.
Maybe revitalize the tag team division.
Yeah, Road Dogg did a little suck it, you know, for the crowd. Randy Orton came back tonight.
Right.
He had a good showing.
Yeah, it was his hometown, St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah. It's just when he came in, he started eliminating people right then. One of the most fantastic things I saw tonight in the room was, I think it was someone, who was it, Miz, tried to throw over Kofi Kingston, right?
Right.
Kofi Kingston fell out of the ring, but his feet never touched the ground, so he's basically upside down. He was walking on his hands to get back into the ring. That was one of the most craziest things I've ever seen.
That's like right up there with John Morrison when he...
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
He landed on the barricade.
Yeah.
Back up there.
Yeah, that was exactly like that. That was exactly like that.
Cool.
His feet never touched the ground. He just kept walking with his hands and then managed to get back in the ring.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Kofi Kingston do a handstand before.
Yeah, it was freaking crazy.
Yeah, so the final two was Jericho and whatchamacallit?
Yeah, final two were Jericho and Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Mhm.
And how did he eliminate him?
I think I think he was leaning against the ropes, and then Jericho was trying to clothesline him, and he threw him over his shoulder. I think that's how it ended. Or did he get the kick? I can't even remember. I don't think he did the kick. I think he threw him over his shoulder when Jericho tried to clothesline him. And that's how he won. So, yeah, it looks like Sheamus going to be going after Daniel Bryan's title.
Yeah, and then maybe CM Punk versus maybe Jericho or I don't know.
Undertaker, maybe.
Or Undertaker, maybe either, too.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll talk more about that next week.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, McCallis, for coming on the show.
No problem.
I definitely want to thank you guys, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. My co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. See you guys next week.
See ya.